Good morning and welcome to our morning show. Tanya Webster from ADRC is here. We're talking about the nutrition program. She is the coordinator of that event. It's been a little while since we've talked on this subject. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you in here. We're going to talk about many things, including Rise and Dine. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so back in 2021 and a little before that even, before COVID, we used to have a 12-week summer Rise and Dine program. And we were awarded, now this year, we were awarded a $5,000 mini grant to be able to offer a revitalization effort. And we thought, let's try to bring back Rise and Dine and do it at the Phoenix. So we partnered with Phoenix Bowling Alley and hope to be able to create a new partnership there. So this program is being offered on Fridays only in the month of September, so starting this Friday, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Suggested contribution is $5 per person, and it's for people that are over 60.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
So come on down, Phil. And you'll want to call our office. You can call me directly at 608-649-5937 to make a reservation. We do ask that you make that reservation 24 hours in advance. But we are really excited to be able to offer this and hope that it will build a partnership with a new restaurant.
That's awesome. And so you'll have like various breakfast items on
hand? We will. I understand that Amy has biscuits and gravy planned for this Friday, as well as scrambled eggs, some fresh fruit, and juice, coffee, and milk. So...
And yes. You call the Phoenix Center for the reservation then?
Nope, you're going to call me.
Call you then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. And get that all set. So you're starting it this Friday then?
Correct.
And then continuing it through the month at least?
Yeah, so just Fridays in September. And who knows what the future holds, but we hope that this will be something that opens the door for other opportunities.
And sit over some coffee and have a little conversation.
Yeah, come socialize, visit with your friends, your neighbors. It's, you know, you're just coming in between that window of time, whatever works for you, and sit as long as you'd like.
We want to talk as well about some of your vacancies. I know that we've kind of put the word out before that you could use some help delivering some meals.
So. Oh, yes. We always can use drivers. We are looking. So can actually the ADRC transportation program. They can also use some drivers. Volunteers at the meal site we could use help with doing dishes if you like doing dishes or just want to get out of the house for an hour or two. That would be tremendously helpful for our staff and for our program to run more smoothly. We are looking for vacancies for Route 2, which is in the Allison Park area, on Mondays. We have vacancies for Route 3, the fifth Monday of the month. That doesn't happen too often. And then we also have Route 3, the third, fourth, and fifth Fridays of the month. Route 3 is kind of the Veterans Park, south side of the city of Richland Center. All of these are within the city limits. You're not going outside of the city limits. And we do have mileage reimbursement available for those who would like to receive that. But we could definitely use some dedicated drivers, yes.
Let's talk about the times when you're required. You know, how much time do you give up when you become a driver?
Roughly an hour to, at most, an hour and a half. But most of the drivers have it down to a science of about an hour's time. So you're going to show up between 9:30 and 10 at the latest to pick up that meal because we don't want to leave it sit for too long and then get that delivered. And then you return the dirty trays from the previous day back to the meal site along with the bags.
You can do it by yourself or do it as a group?
You sure can. We have people that like to do it on their own, but we have a lot of people that like to have a partner in crime. So they'll go together and just be able to visit and have it down to a science. And you can do a ride-along too. If you're interested but you're not sure what it's all about, feel free to come and do a ride-along with one of our drivers, with myself. We're happy to show you what it's all about.
You could do that, especially if you sign up, because you probably want to know, like, where everybody is, you know, what door do you go in and those kind of things.
Yes. Yeah, I like to give an anonymous type list of the names and addresses, just so you kind of have an idea of where you're going in advance, so you're not feeling completely lost.
Do you have businesses that sign up for this, Tanya?
We do. Community First Bank has signed up. Schreiber's has a giant team of drivers. They actually have 2 days a week. Soon, WRCO, we hope.
And we're going to broadcast live from the route, actually.
Yeah. And then we also have some First Baptists. We have St. Mary's, a few people from there. Rockwell Automation, they have a nice team of staff that come out and do it. We're so grateful to have those businesses that are willing to allow their staff to go out and do that.
I think it's really rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, we've heard that from drivers. And for myself, when I've gone out and delivered, I really appreciate getting to visit with the people that we're serving and those that are homebound. They so often don't see other people. So you're that person that they get to see and visit with, and they really enjoy that time.
We'll try to do it. We might not send Henry, though. That might be kind of scary for people, but we look forward to that opportunity. Let's get an update on some of the meal sites. I know you wanted to talk about some of them here in Richland Center and in Rockbridge.
Yeah. So we have three meal site locations. Richland Center's location is at the Woodman Senior Center. They have a lot of activities and stuff there. That one is Monday through Friday. They serve at 11:45. We do have carryout available by request. That's available for pickup between 11 and 11:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to call and reserve for that location, please call 24 hours in advance at 608-647-2323. We also have a Germantown location, or Casanova, at the St. Anthony's School. That one's on Wednesdays. Rita serves at 11 a.m. You can call Rita at 608-983-2798 to make a reservation there. And then at Rockbridge, we have what's called an aging program. So we have an aging and a three-year aging plan that we have to work on. And part of our aging plan for this year is home-delivered meals out of Rockbridge. So that one's a little special circumstance. Rockbridge is an all-volunteer-based meal site. So that one is has been very, very special for years since its inception in 1978. That one serves Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11:30 a.m. You can call to reserve either at 608-647-3900 or 608-649-3269. We would like to be able to have home-delivered meals out of Rockbridge 1 day a week, which is a part of that aging plan that I mentioned. So if anyone is interested, please give our office a call at 608-647-4616 and ask for Tanya.
You could take volunteers at any of those locations, I'm sure, couldn't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Rockbridge could definitely use some volunteers. Richland Center is it's the hub, so it's definitely in need of volunteers, and I'm sure Germantown would welcome a couple of volunteers as well.
Good food. Does the menu change very often?
It does. The menu changes every month. So, and we have very strict guidelines that we have to follow for that menu. The next one should be coming out here in about a week or two. So for October.
You can follow the menu, right?
You sure can. Yep. You can find the menu on our webpage at the ADRC, looking at Richland County Government, and then look for Health and Human Services and find ADRC and meal sites there.
You have programs, too, for not only when you have the hot meals, but you deliver meals that last people, like, over weekends and things like that as well.
We
right?
do, yeah. So our home-delivered meal program is also looks different since COVID, as many things do. But our program is a Monday, Wednesday, Friday hot meal, unless you're someone that is considered high need. So we follow a prioritization process and kind of figure out who is higher need and who isn't based on a scoring pattern. And then we can offer either hot meals Monday through Friday, or we can supplement with those frozen meals and can offer those for Tuesdays, Thursdays, and weekend meals.
Do you do a home visit before the people get on the meal program?
No, we do it after. So some, well, it depends on the situation, to be honest, actually. But generally, it's after, within 90 days of coming on to the meals program.
Coming up, I think it's a special day. Isn't it Grandparents' Day?
It is. I hear you're a grandparent. I'm a grandparent. Yeah. It's, yeah, so in celebration of that, Meals on Wheels America allows us to, as a part of Meals on Wheels America, we are allowed to kind of sign up for different things. And I signed up for love letters for grandparents, and we received a stack of them, so we are going to distribute those for people to know that they're cared for, that they're thought of. And the Nutrition Advisory Council that we have suggested we do that locally. So we are going to see about schools creating these little cards as a little project and try to do that in the future for maybe Valentine's Day or something like that.
Parents and grandparents.
Right.
Great-grandparents.
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we want them to know that they're thought about, that they're loved. I think it's special to be able to have those notes and those kind words.
Yeah, most definitely. So people can find more information about that then.
Mm-hmm. Give me a call at 608-647-4616. Ask for Tanya. I'd be happy to share more information regarding that.
Very good. Anything else you wanted to add this morning here as we talk?
We have Senior Farmers Market vouchers. So if you haven't gotten your vouchers, please come see us. We have 65 sets of vouchers left, and they need to be given out by September 30th. To be eligible for those, you need to be 60 years or older, or Native American, age 55 or older, and meet the income requirements. For an individual, it's $2,413 per month. For a couple, it's $3,261 per month. We would love to have you come in. This year, it's $25 to buy fresh fruits, vegetables, or herbs at our local farmers market. This program is brought to us from the USDA and offers that ability for you to have some of that fresh produce in your home. If you are a couple, you do get two sets of those vouchers if you qualify. And then for other individuals, unfortunately, it's once per season. So if you're hearing this and you're thinking, oh, maybe I could pick up another, unfortunately, no, it is one time per season. But if you have a friend or family member, anybody that could use them, please send them our way. We would love to utilize the program. If we don't get those distributed out, we have a chance of not getting them next year.
I see. And then that money actually kind of goes to waste in some ways, doesn't
it? Does it does, kind of, yeah. We want to see that go back to the farmers.
Right. And they have the market open today, in fact.
They do.
1:30 to 5:30, so people can visit there. But that's been a wonderful program, especially for seniors.
Yes, yeah. I know last year it was exciting because it was $45, but we also had funds that were being used from COVID. So those have run out, and now we're down to back to the original, which was $25. But anything that can help stretch your funds when you're on a set income is helpful.
Mm-hmm. Good time of year to get some of those fall products that are starting.
Yeah, tomatoes,
yes.
There's squash coming up. I'm sure zucchini still.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they never
stop. Peppers, yeah, those are constantly going. But yeah. Yeah.
So that is happening today. Lots of things going on with ADRC. We'll talk more with Tanya Webster when we return with more on The Morning Show after these words. Welcome back to our morning show visit on WRCO. Tanya Webster from ADRC is here talking about some things that involve us aging Americans. Healthy Aging Month. Is it the month of September?
It is. The month of September is Healthy Aging Month, which is a time to remember to go out and get some exercise or do something fun. Enjoy this fall weather. Go try something new with your friends. We do have a lot of things that we contract through Simons to do that are classes, health promotion classes for people over 60. We also offer Bingo Size, which is already underway. But Bingo Size is an opportunity for you to play bingo and exercise intermittently between that. So we're hoping to do something new coming this spring with Bingo Size and give it a little twist. But exciting, that'll come out in the spring. And just a reminder to be conscious of what you're putting in your mouth, be conscious of what you're eating, drinking plenty of fluids during the day, and getting out and exercising and just enjoying aging. You know, doing those things that make us feel healthy.
Absolutely. And that's, it starts with nutrition, as you talked about.
It does.
Exercise. And it's not too late, right? Maybe it's like, well, I've been a little bit lax the last few years, but it's never too late to get on the wagon, is it?
It is never too late to start. Yes. It's never too late to feel better about yourself or do something for yourself, whether it looks like meditation or just taking a moment to breathe or enjoying some time with friends and family or whatever makes you feel good. So
we live in a pretty good area for those kind of things.
We do. Yeah. That nice bike trail that we have and just different opportunities at the community center, walking in the gym, doing pickle. I think there's a lot of people that play pickleball.
It's incredible.
It is. I've never learned how to play that, but maybe that's something I need to try to learn how to do. So, but yeah, we have so many beautiful opportunities. If you're interested in kayaking, the Pine River has a beautiful opportunity there too. So, yep, get out and do something healthy for you.
Is 60 kind of the line where that starts, or what is considered older Americans? You know, because I think every time
that's a good question.
We hit a plateau, it's like, well, that older guy, that, you know, he's 75 or what, you know what I mean?
I don't know. You know, I'll be honest with you. I feel like 60 is still young.
So I do too.
I just honestly, I do, and I think that when our kids, they're, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. Oh, Mom, you're getting old.
I know.
And I'm like, excuse me. No, I feel like 60 is young still. And even 70s are young. And I think that we feel however it is that we put our, you know, it's with your heart that you feel your age kind of too. And the creaks in the morning maybe when you get up. But getting moving and being active helps.
I've told the story before, but, you know, growing up around neighbors, and at the time I thought they were ancient. and they were probably 40, maybe, you know? And it's all, you get to be that age, it puts it into perspective.
It is. It's all a matter of perspective. Absolutely. I agree with you.
What about bingo size? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So bingo size is a science-based program. The last one we did was nutrition, and then this one is more exercise-based, but it incorporates playing bingo, winning prizes, things like that, but then doing some exercises that are able to be modified to help you feel stronger. We also did a falls prevention one, so that one was to help you learn different exercises to key in those certain parts of your body to help with balance and things like that. So Tex educates you between each of the sets of bingo rolls, so we'll do like we're supposed to do three or four bingo rolls. Some of us will do a few more here and there. And then an exercise and an education piece incorporated into that. So people really enjoyed the nutrition one. They enjoyed the falls one. They're enjoying the exercise one. They're excited to hear that there's something in the works for the next one. So the next one, I think we're going to start encouraging a series called Nourish Steps, which was created by Pan Van Kampen in GWAR, which is Greater Wisconsin Area Agency and Resources, Inc. But they oversee the nutrition program as a whole. That program, I think, is going to be really exciting to try to incorporate into Bingo Size. So we'll do an exercise version, but we'll incorporate Nourish Steps into that.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. We have fun, so we're a fun group of gals over there.
I bet. It sounds like it. Well, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio here, Tanya. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I think, again, if you're interested in volunteering at any point in time, whether it's for the ADRC, for transportation, or for Meals on Wheels, please reach out to myself or Roxanne or Linda over at the ADRC at 608-647-4616. And then again, Rise and Dine at the Phoenix. Come join us from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Fridays this month in September. You'll want to reserve 24 hours in advance, and you'll call the ADRC again, ask for Tanya, and I will get you signed up. We'd be happy to see you there.
That's exciting to have that program starting again then.
Yeah, so, I'm excited about it.
Very good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Phil.
Tanya Webster joining us from ADRC, Nutrition Program Coordinator, here on this portion of the morning show.